On the day when Hitler came to power in Bavaria, March 10, 1933, my grandfather, Oskar von Miller, came home in a furious rage. He was normally a very affable person, and we never saw him like that again. All evening, he would not quiet down, because swastika flags had been hoisted at his museum, the Deutsches Museum, and there was nothing he could do about it. His aphorism, which one can still read in the lobby of the museum, "Everyone in this building is allowed to do what I want," didn't help him here. Arnold Schönberg was a very important employee in my grandfather's engineering firm. He and his wife were deported to Theresienstadt. My aunt Emmy, in other words, Oskar's daughter-in-law, regularly went to Theresienstadt to take food to Herr Schönberg. She took the train. There was no car. It was clear that the people in the camp simply had to be helped, but it was exceedingly dangerous to go there with food supplies. Unfortunately, I don't know exactly how she organized it. She was always very easygoing and said whatever she thought. It's a miracle that nothing happened to her. The family sometimes criticized her, not only for endangering herself, but all of us. But Aunt Emmy had no qualms about doing what her conscience told her to do. And it worked out all right. I discovered the names of both the Schönbergs in the commemorative area of the Jewish Center at Jakobsplatz. And someone in our family met the grandchildren in Paris.